This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish media reported Friday prosecutors are seeking a jail sentence of up to 4 years for the mayor of Istanbul, who is accused of having insulted public officials. Ekrem İmamoğlu of the main opposition party has been mayor since 2019 when he pulled off a major upset in local elections. It was the first time in 25 years the opposition had won against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's Islamic-rooted political movement that had dominated in Istanbul. The public prosecutor accuses İmamoğlu of having insulted Turkey's top election body in November 2019, according to the DHA news agency. İmamoğlu has rejected the charge, calling it political, as prosecutors call for a prison term of between 1 and 4 years. The Istanbul mayor is the strongest potential candidate against Erdogan in a presidential election expected in June 2023, according to polls. French police say a man stabbed a police officer at her station Friday in western France and shot two other officers before police killed him. The slain suspect was a Frenchman in his 40s with severe schizophrenia who had been on a watch list for Islamic radicalism, according to authorities, who say the assailant had recently been released from prison and was under monitoring by psychiatric services. The motive for the violence is unclear, but an official told reporters at the scene the man clearly wanted to attack police. The local mayor said the assailant entered the police station Friday morning saying he had a car problem. He then stabbed the first police officer inside the station, apparently took her gun, and fled. French police deployed helicopters, search dogs, and more than 200 officers to find the suspect and close nearby schools and stores. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Friday around 400,000 people need support or protection after fleeing a volcano eruption and a wave of aftershocks in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. At least 31 people died when Mount Nyiragongo sent lava towards the city of Goma last Saturday, destroying 3,000 homes along the way and cutting off a major road. The lava stopped just short of city limits, but thousands more people fled early Thursday when the government warned the volcano, one of the most active in the world, could erupt again. Many escaped to a nearby town that's prone to cholera outbreaks, the United Nations Children's Fund's UNICEF said. Authorities issued an evacuation order around 1 a.m. local time Thursday after radar images showed molten rock flowing under Goma. But experts said Friday the frequency and intensity of the ground tremors has lessened in the last 24 hours, suggesting the risk of a fresh eruption was subsiding. Britain's medicine regulator has approved Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine for use, the health ministry said in a statement on Friday, making it the fourth COVID-19 shot available for use in the country. But Britain also cut its order for the single-dose shot amid issues with the company's supply chain and reports of rare blood clots. Britain has given two-thirds of the population a first dose of COVID-19 vaccine, as the government cites the unprecedented scale and pace of the rollout as behind the decision to cut its order to 20 million doses from the original order for 30 million. J&J's vaccine is already approved in the United States and European Union, where reports of rare blood clots are being reviewed. The British government said the shot would be available later in the year. There are reports that J&J expects to miss its delivery targets for the European Union this quarter. Olympic organizers said Friday delegations from India and five South Asian neighbors will be vaccinated before the Tokyo Games as concern rises over the risks of coronavirus variants spreading at the event. The move affects teams coming from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, the Maldives, and Nepal, according to Tokyo 2020 and the International Olympic Committee. The six countries are all subject to Japan's highest level border restrictions, partly because of concern about the so-called Indian variant of the virus. The IOC has said it expects up to 80% of those staying in the Olympic Village during the Games to be vaccinated by the time they arrive in Japan. But organizers are facing strong domestic opposition in the country to hosting the Games this summer, with most backing further postponement or outright cancellation. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.